Let's bring on Skylar McKinley. He's the Regional Director of Public and Public Affairs with AAA here in Colorado. And Skylar, every time I have you on the show, it means gas prices are rising. So I almost feel guilty booking you as a guest. It's amazing how high gas prices are going. And I love on the bottom of your email stamp, it says, sent from my iPhone. Please excuse any typos. It's no typo. Gas is over $4 a gallon.
Gas is over $4 a gallon. I am the bearer of bad news. I've got even worse news today, which is that Colorado set a statewide record for the high price of gasoline. We shattered a record last set in 2008. Colorado Springs, of course, did the same a couple days ago. So look, everywhere you look, gas prices are going up. There's some silver lining, I guess, which is that Colorado gas prices are a little bit below the national average, but they're all marching in the same direction, and unfortunately, that is upward.
Now, you've seen these prices this high before, like back in 2008, and your experience with AAA. Those other times that the gas prices were so high, there were indications that there were things going on that could bring those prices down. Is there anything like that now? Because it just almost seems like the only place they can go is up.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad news here, but there's a sliver of good news. Compared to last time gas prices were this high, which was in 2008, know that when you adjust for inflation, prices aren't quite as high relative to a share of the other expenses that you have. So adjusting for inflation, they're technically a little bit lower. That doesn't make it any easier when you pay $100 for a fill-up. Look, I will say the silver lining here is that unlike in 2008, there's a lot of economic confidence. What's driving prices upward is that everybody who wants a job right now has one. Folks are making vacation plans. Demand is surging. We're in a post-COVID vaccine environment. At the same time, we've got all of these open questions with supply from Russia to domestic production. So the bad news is prices are going to continue to go upward. They probably will not fall. We will probably set records at least once a week until Labor Day. Then they'll fall a little bit. But the flip side of that is we're sort of victims of our own success insofar as everybody wants to get in their car and go on a road trip. Folks are commuting to their jobs again. They want to get on airplanes. They want to get on cruise ships, driving prices higher and higher.
The petroleum reserve that was entered into the market, that really hasn't made a dent, has it? And is there any more plans for doing that?
So that was a historic release, but it was still small in the scope of things. It was enough to stabilize prices for the couple weeks when it was released, but not enough to actually address sort of these structural issues we have with supply and demand. What I like to say is that if the president or Congress could do anything to lower gas prices, every president and every Congress would do it because it's so good politically. But the fact remains, this is supply and demand. This is market economics. There's nothing. There's really nothing you could do short of nationalizing the oil industry, which nobody wants to do, to drive prices downward, which means consumers like you and me are left paying the price right now until some of these international relations questions are sorted.
So I guess it's just a matter of just adjusting your family budget to include more money to gas if you want to go anywhere. And it just seems like, you know, there's more people on the road. It just really doesn't, from the aesthetic point of view, it doesn't look like anyone's really affected because there's more cars on the road than ever.
That's exactly right. So we've done some survey data on this. It's just out today, in fact. About 70% of Coloradans are adjusting their travel habits somewhat. But the important thing to note here is the folks who are most intimately affected by high gas prices weren't folks who had the money to take a vacation anyway. The folks who are working three jobs and driving between them, they're taking this on the chin, versus folks who might have a little extra money and are planning to take vacations. They're drawing those back a little bit. They might be staying closer to home. They might be staying at less expensive hotels. They might be budgeting more for gasoline and spending less on other aspects of their travel plans. But you're exactly right. While they are adjusting their travel plans, they're still traveling. And paradoxically, high gas prices might mean more road trip travel because you know what else is expensive right now because of crude oil? Airfare.
Yep.
And so a lot of drivers are saying, you know what, I'm going to get in my car and stick close to home because at least I can control the price and I don't need to find a rental.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, now out today, there's some other information that AAA is putting out this time of year. What is that?
So we've got our Memorial Day travel forecast coming. We're still crunching the numbers, but I can tell you relative to this conversation, everybody is traveling. We know that this week is about the last best chance to book for Memorial Day if you haven't made plans already. When it comes to getting airfare, these are going to be your cheapest prices, cheaper, in fact, than some folks who booked ahead. Doesn't mean you can wait. If you wait until the week of Memorial Day, airfare, for example, doubles in price. So what we know as of today's viewing is that generally travel bookings for Memorial Day are up 125% over last year. If you're thinking about travel, so is everybody else, despite, of course, high prices on everything right now.
Now, prices would have went up anyway because of this time of year, but when winter rolls around, is there could there possibly be relief in the not too distant future?
Yeah, we're going to see an inflationary summer on all travel products, including gas, including airfare.
Okay.
That's going to be true through Labor Day. After Labor Day, prices will fall. Gas prices will fall by 15 cents off the top just as we switch over to winter blend. There will be limited demand, which will bring prices down. Production will have caught up. I think in every sector of our economy, we're going to have a really superheated summer because of all this pent-up demand from COVID that will drive prices higher. But there will be some price stabilization in the fall. And I will say that unlike the last time we saw sort of this severe inflation and severe gas prices, economic confidence is pretty high. Coloradans feel generally pretty good about their personal finances, even though they hate spending more for things that they used to get for a lot cheaper. They're still buying that stuff,
yeah.
though. So it's a tough tension.
Yeah, no question. So we have that to look forward to, and we have the colder weather to look forward to as well. Skylar, thanks for the time as always. We really do appreciate it. We'll look forward to the next conversation.
Hopefully it's because prices are going down next
yes.
time.